This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh man, it never ends.
It never ends. The transfer portal is freaking hilarious.
It really is.
It is funny, and I'm thinking like, is it? Can you? Because obviously, this kid Damon Wilson, one of the best pass rushers in the damn country, was at Georgia. Chased the money to Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
And everything like that. Now he's back in the portal.
So I'm like, like Missouri.
Can bygones be bygones? Could Georgia withdraw the lawsuit?
Exactly. The first thing that would have to happen is, all right, we're good. We're dropping the litigation, bring you back in, whatever. I don't know. Look, if Bobby Petrino could go back to Arkansas, anything can happen in college football if they think that you can win with it, right? I don't know. Brandon Adams is here with us as well from Dog Nation Daily.
Look, I'm a very forgiving person. I mean, you got us top three in the SEC in sacks. It's like, come on. Let's let all this like legal wrangling. We'll just slide this over here. Let's come back and hey, let's finish what we started.
Yeah, I don't know. The fact that dude's right back in the portal is crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
He had a good year. He had a really good year at Missouri.
It's so wild. As somebody who reads college football news for a living, how much of it there is right now to the point where, I mean, every player is rumored to go in the portal. That's a story.
Right.
Enters the portal. That's a story. Rumored to go somewhere. Rumored to visit. It's like for every portal entry, there's like seven steps of the story.
Right.
And that's times – I mean, like a third of college football is in the portal now. So it's just like,
damn,
it's information overload. Well,
I was sitting on the porch the other night with my wife, and I was like looking at my phone real quick, and I saw that the Washington quarterback was staying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right. And she was like, what? What happened? And I was like, oh, Washington's quarterback isn't going to transfer. And she was like, oh, did you think he was? I was like, no, I didn't think he was, but I don't know. Who knows? He said he's not going to, and that's the type of thing we get excited about.
But I'll
now.
Say this.
So here we are.
I'll say this real quick. It's so crazy, and everybody's had the same reaction now for a couple of years of, this is unsustainable, people are going to tune out, it's gross. The ratings for the quarterfinal games just came out. They were gigantic.
Right.
I mean, look, somehow, some way, as nutty as all of this is, and kind of gross as some of it is, it's not affecting the popularity of college football. And somehow that's still going to be a part of the equation that people have not been turned off and they have not tuned out because of all of this.
I would actually say that it has affected the popularity of college football, but potentially in a positive.
Maybe so.
I think that because we are in the era of whatever you want to call it, content, it is content.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're in the middle of the playoff where only four teams are still playing, but everybody's still playing. Because the portal's open, and you got to try to keep this guy or that guy's going or whatever. And while it is messy and gross, and it's not good, like I think we can all agree that it's not good for most of the people involved. but it's good for the money, it seems like, which might be the only thing that matters.
And look, I know we'll get into Georgia. This is an issue for Georgia to deal with right now because Georgia has gone about its business a certain kind of way. But if you look at the four teams still playing, they've gone about their business a completely different way. Ole Miss, Oregon, Miami, big NIL teams. All four of these teams, Indiana's two-thirds of its starters are former transfers. Ole Miss about the same way. For Oregon, Miami, almost 50% of their starters, former transfers. Georgia, 10% of its starters are former transfers. Georgia's not been a transfer-heavy team, and I think most Georgia fans are glad of it. But a very different way of doing business has worked very well for the four teams still playing.
How is that different? And I saw that clip you just said, you were talking to Stench.
Yeah.
And I saw that this morning, B.A. How is that making it different from what from the Clemson thing? Is it because they just fell off? Because you remember that was a thing that Dabo didn't want to go in the portal. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to do the all the NIL thing like that. And obviously, Kirby, you said 10%.
Yeah.
That's low.
Yeah.
Is it something that you can see Georgia fans maybe getting problems with?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that, look, Georgia fans, I think, like how Georgia has gone about its business, but you know how it is. Once it doesn't result in a national championship,
right.
Now people want something different.
Yeah.
So different than Dabo, Georgia's been judicious. Dabo, no matter what he says, seemingly won't take any transfers. Georgia's taken a few. Like Zachariah Branch was a great player for Georgia. You can cite other examples where you were really glad to have so-and-so transfer. Not very many, but some. Even the national championship team in 2021 had Darian Kendrick. You know, there have been some transfers. But now you've got to say – boy, the bidding war that Georgia says, yeah, we're not going to necessarily go to the highest level on. What's your plan for getting the great player if you're not winning those bidding wars? Because this stuff does not seem to be going away. The NIL payments, even in this revenue-sharing world that we supposedly live in, that stuff is as crazy as ever. We're led to believe that Texas Tech just paid their quarterback $5 million. Yeah. So that is the world we live in, no matter what people think it's supposed to be. The actual reality, I think it has to be confronted.
One of the things college football fans love to say, especially if they can say it isn't true about their rival, is we do things the right way.
Right.
Right? So, like, if you can still, which is nonsense and no one does and whatever, there is no right way. You're just supposed to win. But we love to sort of try to pretend we're somehow morally mm-hmm. superior to the teams that we don't like. And if we don't go in the transfer portal and we do it that way, then we do it the right way. Unless you don't win a national championship for a couple years, in which case people are going to say, you need to do it that way because that's the right way now.
Yeah, because the one-word synopsis of what the right way is from the perspective of a Georgia is, what we do is sustainable. We're not bringing in some, you know, big-dollar free agent who's going to mess up our locker room, and you can't replicate that year over year. Georgia likes to believe that it's more sustainable. But my gosh, we've been told that college football in its current system is unsustainable for a while. But it's not slowing down. And a team like Indiana that has never been good in any of our lifetimes is all of a sudden now the actual favorite to win the national championship by leveraging the stuff that you're allowed to leverage here right now. And I do think, in one way or another, I do think that Georgia has to answer for, you know, how well does your way work when you look at who's still playing?
Yeah. But wouldn't you, when you say it, the working part about it, because Georgia's not going anywhere. They're going to be in the same position.
It probably, is working.
It is working.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, and I think, you know, because I look at it from the standpoint, because some people are like, well, Kirby's being stubborn. I don't look at it as stubborn. I look at it from the standpoint, if you either want to come here, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to give you something, but we're just probably not going to give you what they're going to give you.
Yeah, so I think you're both right. It is working, right, because you're in the midst of competing for the national championship. But there's also some leading indicators that suggest things are changing a little bit. As recently as the 2022 NFL draft, Georgia had 5 first-round picks. This year, they may only have 1. Over the course of the last 4 years, they've averaged more than 3 first-team All-SEC, either offensive or defensive players in a given year. This year, they only had 1. It was also C.J. Allen. Their recruiting class slipped a little bit this year compared to the kind of 5 stars they typically bring in. It's not a reason for panic. It's not a reason for massive concern. But in light of the NIL world and other teams more aggressive to leverage that, you are seeing a little bit of a difference in the kind of roster that Georgia's able to field. And maybe that perhaps explains why, for now 3 years in a row, you've watched the semifinals on TV without being a part of it. Maybe it explains part of it.
Yeah, it might. It might. I don't know. I would just say that I think Kirby's probably going to be able – stubborn is what you call it when you don't like it, right?
Yes.
Like standards.
Right.
This is what our
ethos is when you do like it. I mean, they averaged 12-2 over the last 3 years in an SEC championship.
So and
like,
and the principles that Kirby's committed to have worked very well for Georgia overall. Definitely. They're still the envy of most of college football. I don't dispute that.
I was thinking about this earlier when I was just walking in, and I didn't know really if it was anything to mention. But now that you're talking about that, it kind of gets back to what I was thinking about. Like, what we've always thought about is program building and what is a program. Georgia clearly still is a program that's built on the vision of their coach, and they have a style that they play and all that. Does that exist outside of certain places?
Yeah, to me, it's an incomplete thought in my mind because I can't fully finish the point. But I think about that, too, from the standpoint of, look, NFL rosters are 53 guys or 50-whatever guys. College football rosters have been 85 scholarships or 105 scholarship limit. That means you've got about 50 guys in the college roster that don't exist in an NFL roster. How much money is any team, take Georgia out of it, just big state you somewhere else, how much money are they paying to young, inexperienced players who are not ready to help them? This is the big question, I think, facing the personnel men of the future for college football. How much can you afford to pay players who are not really playing for you? Your incoming freshmen are just, they're too young. They're not on the two deep. They're not physically mature. They're not ready to play. You know, developing them for 3 years when they may not stay for 3 years, that is an example of how college football is changing. I don't have the answer for it, but I think it's something that we're all in our own way noticing, that the development game is just different than it used to be.
What do you think about these games?
So I think that this could be a little bit like what the NCAA basketball tournament has been, where we see crazy upsets, we see Cinderella runs to the Final Four. But the national champion usually feels like a usual suspect. I've been wrong about Indiana all year. But right now, you know, Oregon's about 3-1. Miami's somewhere in the neighborhood of 3-1 to win the national title. I think both of those are probably pretty good bets. And if either Oregon or Miami win, keeping in mind, in the rematches lately, including Georgia Ole Miss last week, the opposite team that lost the first time won the second time. If Oregon or Miami ends up winning it, rewind back to the summer, preseason AP top 25, that feels about right. That felt like a team that could win it. So for all the craziness we've seen, Ole Miss still playing is pretty crazy. If an Oregon especially wins at Miami to a certain extent, it feels like one of those teams in the summer. Yeah, okay, I guess I can kind of see that, which is a very college basketball thing to happen. My money is on either Oregon or Miami to win the national championship for that reason.
What, coming out of the loss to Ole Miss and now kind of the time since then, what are Georgia fans most mad about with this season being over?
Well, in some respects, it's a replica of what last year was. A lot of focus and energy on Mike Bobo. Georgia did go five straight drives into the first half, into the fourth quarter, where they only got 3 points. There's some frustration there. And the other thing is, a lot of heat around the goal-to-go situation, especially on third down, when you had a chance to maybe manage that different, and the huge blow-up on the fourth down and what turned into not quite a fake punt, but a run your offense back on the field, short field for Ole Miss, they score. That may have been the single biggest play in the game.
Yes, it was. Just punt the van ball.
Yep. BA, we appreciate.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Appreciate it. Great stuff as always. Brandon Adams there, Dog Nation Daily podcast host every single day. Georgia podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. We'll be right back with the AMA. The phone lines are open if you want to jump on and ask us a question. 404-726-0929. We will answer all of your questions next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.